Welcome to the bonus track for the JLPT N4 listening section. In this bonus track, we'll do two more practice questions just like we did in lesson 10. Let's start.
3番
男の学生と女の学生が話しています。どうして男の学生は車で学校に来ましたか？
おはよう。お母さんに車で送ってもらったの？
うん。いつもは自転車か歩きなんだけど、みきちゃんはバス？
ううん。私は歩き。バスはちょっと高いし、あまり便利じゃないでしょ？
歩いた方が体にいいしね。ああ、足の毛が早く良くならないかな。
あと、どのくらいかかるの？
先生はあと1ヶ月くらいかかるって言ってた。
どうして男の学生は車で学校に来ましたか？
Okay, did you get the answer? First of all, Naomi-sensei, what was the question asking?
どうして男の学生は車で学校に来ましたか?
Why did the boy come to school by car?
And the correct answer was?
2. Choice 2. 足を怪我しているから。
Because he has a leg injury.
Now, the hint for this one was kind of subtle. It was hidden in the middle of a conversation, wasn't it?
そうですね。That's right.If you missed it, it might be hard to get the answer for this question.
So, what did the boy say that was a major clue?
He said, 足の毛が早く良くならないかな?
Man, I hope my leg gets better soon.
The word for injury is 怪我, and 良くなる means to get better. 良くならないかな? is a way of asking yourself a question. Literally,Won't it get better soon?
Right. Won't it get better soon? Or, I hope it gets better soon. So, thanks to this line, we know that the reason he came to school by car was because he has a leg injury.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the last practice question.
4番
お寺の前で先生が話しています。してもいいことは何ですか?
今からお寺に入ります。お寺を見学するときに注意してほしいことがあります。まず、帽子は脱いでください。写真は撮ってもいいですが、フラッシュを使ってはいけません。あ、そこでガムを噛んでいる人、今すぐ口から出してくれますか?ガムも飴もダメです。小さい声で話すのは大丈夫ですが、大きい声では話さないでくださいね。いいですか?
してもいいことは何ですか?
Okay, did you get the answer? Naomi-sensei, what was the question asking?
してもいいことは何ですか?
What is it okay to do?
And the answer was?
4.Choice 4. 小さい声で話す。
Speak in a quiet voice.
Okay, now in this question, we saw a lot of grammar that talks about prohibition and permission. Let's review the ones we heard.
The first thing the teacher said was,
まず帽子は脱いでください。
Please take off your hats. So we know it is not okay to wear a hat, so we can eliminate that answer choice.
Next, they said,
写真は撮ってもいいですが、フラッシュを使ってはいけません。
写真を撮ってもいい。It is okay to take pictures. フラッシュを使ってはいけません。So we can eliminate that answer choice.
Then, they said, ガムも飴もダメです。
Gum and candy are not okay. And what was the key sentence that gave us the answer?
小さい声で話すのは大丈夫ですが、大きい声では話さないでくださいね。
So, 小さい声で話すのは大丈夫です。This is, it is okay to speak in a quiet voice. 大きい声では話さないでください。Please do not talk in a loud voice. So now, we know what it is okay to do.
Make sure that you review these grammar points. Verb in the te form plus mo I, meaning okay to do. And verb in the te form plus wa ikemasen, meaning must not do.
All right, so how did you do? That marks the end of this bonus lesson.
じゃあまた。